Pine trees once covered most of the southeastern United States. Southerners used them for fuel, building material, and cash crops. But the forests are disappearing, and people are losing track of the old ways. SAS Diane Roberts offers us this lament for the disappearing pines and what's replacing them.
So I go to the plant nursery to find a fall tomato seedling tough enough to survive global warming. Instead, I practically trip over a bale of this stuff. It's shiny, as if spring fallen pine straw had been rubbed down with lard. It's bright, the shade of red your mother told you not to dye your hair because it's trashy. A brochure proclaims it Tech Straw. Says it's a product made from recycled polypropylene, extruded in concave strands with a cross-section identical to natural straw, then cut in various lengths to simulate long-leaf pine needles. Fake pine straw. It costs $43 a bale. Now, I'm all about better living through chemistry, but fake pine straw is yet another assault on Southern authenticity. We've already got lab-created instant grits. No need to stir for an hour over a hot stove. Just add water. We've got artificial ham hock flavoring to chunk in our grains. But plastic pine straw? Come on. Pine straw falls from the sky. It's a lovely auburn gift from the conifers, a treasure of the South, and free mulch for the flower beds. Once the Southeast had more than 85 million acres of longleaf pine. Now, almost all the old-growth longleafs are gone, and we are left with polypropylene needles. The makers of the fake straw say their product retains color better than real straw, and that it's more economical over time. They're probably right. AstroTurf is a better long-term bargain than grass. Hell, it's always green. For that matter, artificial flowers take a lot less work than the kind that need water and sunlight. The manufacturers of Tech Straw also argue that since it's non-organic, roaches, termites, and other denizens of the forest floor do not care to live in it. Well, maybe I'm just a horticultural Tory, but I think that the garden package should include bugs. Birds have to eat, too. And what joy is there in a garden without a little labor involved? What does blossoming growth mean without decomposition and death? I cling to our long heritage of raking, piling, and pitchforking, the cycle of loss and renewal.
SAS Diane Roberts straws her flower beds in Tallahassee, Florida. This is NPR News.